Well, I mean, I've never actually physically done it myself, but I mean, you got to have the right guy. You got to have someone that's not a total failure and loser, like a couple people that I could mention that I won't. But I mean, you got to have the right. You got to have enough people too. Like, you can't just start a church with two people. I mean, I guess it's possible, but it's difficult to run a church alone without having to do it on the foreign field. But I mean, our church in the UK has done really well. And even after having to kick a bunch of people out just recently, he's getting tested for sure. So he's going through the gauntlet and he's passing the test. So, but as far as, starting a foreign, like if you're going to go start a foreign mission, you better be able to speak the language, number one. If it's something other than English, you gotta, be able to speak the language. But as far as like if it's just somebody else, like I'm starting a church through someone in another country, then obviously that person should probably be, a native of that or have citizenship there is, I think, is a big part of it too. Because, if you're a foreign citizen trying to go and then you're preaching the things that we preach, they can just throw you out of the country, basically. So, I mean, I think that that's part of it. It's an important part of it. But yeah, you gotta have a man. You gotta have a leader. That one leader that'll lead the charge. And you don't always know. But like I've obviously learned a lot through a few failures of mine. But if you don't try and go big, then sometimes you're gonna make mistakes. Sometimes things aren't gonna work out. And it's better than never trying, though. It's better than never trying to attempt to do anything. It's easy to be the armchair quarterback when you've never done something. So, but as far as being, the foreign, you're gonna have to get a group of people. So, that's always kind of been like the new IFB way. You get a group of people, 20 or more people, and you get a man that you can trust to lead. And then you just start from there. And then you just kind of bring in the structure of a church, because a lot of times people will start like, working up to that. I talked to Brother Ian for months on the phone, and we planned everything. And so you got to plan. There's a lot of things you got to plan, a lot of structure. People that haven't gone to a Baptist church before, like ours, or just a Baptist church in general, or even been in church, sometimes we forget that a lot of the new people that come in, they might not have ever been in a Baptist church in their life, and so they don't know some of the etiquette and some of the things that are right and wrong. And it takes time. We got to have some grace of people. But structure is important. And I always try to, when I start a church, I try to bring that structure immediately. How our church does stuff, that's how I want them to do it. And then obviously they can make it their own flavor later on. They can change some things. When they're the pastor, they can change a lot of things if they want. But I learned how to start a church from Pastor Jimenez. And so I just try to copy what he does, basically. And if there's something different that I like better, then I do that or whatever. So, but yeah, it takes structure. It takes the right man. It takes people. So, and obviously, again, being a national or like dual citizenship is an important part of that. So, because of how we preach. So, you got to take those things into consideration.